This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda holds talks with UML leader Lekhraj Bhatta. Health Ministry urges all to get vaccinated in wake of increasing COVID infections. And China continues second day of naval drills around Taiwan Strait. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister and Maoist Centre Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda held talks with CPN-UML Secretary Lekhraj Bhatta. Prime Minister Dahal reached Bhatta's residence in Attariya in Kanchanpur this morning. Prime Minister Dahal went to Bhatta's residence after landing at the Dhangari airport. Bhatta, who is a former Maoist leader, joined CPN-UML after the dissolution of the Nepal Communist Party. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has said that the government has been making cyber security a priority in recent times and is advancing the work. While reading the report of the high-level committee formed regarding the services provided by the Government Integrated Data Center and Disaster Recovery Center at the ministry today, Minister Sharma said that the issue of cyber security will be included in the upcoming policies and programs and the budget. Kathmandu District Court is conducting a final hearing in the case against the cricketer Sandeep Lamichhani, who is accused of raping a minor from today. The final hearing in the case against Sandeep Lamichhani is going to be held in the bench of Judge Shankar Raj Baral. A complaint was lodged against Sandeep, who is also the former captain of the Nepal national cricket team, on September 6 at the police circle in Gausala by a teenager. A high-level team, including the Deputy Prime Minister, inspected the ongoing expansion and upgrading works on the Prithivi Highway today. The highway connects Pokhara, the capital of Gandaki province, and the federal capital, Kathmandu. The team made an on-site observation of the road expansion and upgrading works. The team comprised of Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs, Narayan Kaji Shrestha, Minister for Physical Infrastructure and Transport, Prakash Jwala, Pokhara Metropolitan City Mayor Dhanaraj Acharya, Ambassador of China to Nepal Chen Song, Secretary at the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport Sushil Babu Dhakal, among other officials. The team made the inspection in the wake of the delay in the road expansion and improvement project. The project has made only 6% physical progress since it was initiated last year. The Ministry of Health and Population has urged one and all to be vaccinated against COVID-19 in view of the increasing coronavirus infection. The ministry has asked all to take anti-COVID-19 shots as the infection is increasing daily. Joint spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, has called on all to take the first, second and booster dose vaccines, considering the increase in the infection cases over the last some days. Information officer at the health office Kathmandu, Anjana Kharka, said the booster doses are being administered at Bir Hospital, TU Teaching Hospital, the Sukla Raj Tropical and Infectious Disease Hospital, the Civil Service Hospital, Armed Police Force Hospital and Nepal Police Hospital. Similarly, the local governments of Kathmandu are providing the vaccination service at various places as per the need. A genetic study carried out some days back had detected the presence of a new variant of the coronavirus, Omicron XBB.1.16, for the first time in Nepal. The ministry has also urged one and all to stay in isolation and go for a COVID test immediately after developing any symptoms of the infection. 29 polling stations out of 43 in Chitwan electoral constituency have been assessed as the highly sensitive in view of the upcoming House of Representatives by-election. The by-poll is being held in three constituencies, including Bara 2 and Tanahu 1, on coming April 23rd. According to the Chief District Officer of Chitwan, Surendra Paudial, polling stations in Chitwan have been categorized as normal, sensitive and highly sensitive. The security arrangements have been made in such a way that each citizen and a voter could feel safe during the election. There are 124,695 voters in the Chitwan 2 for the April 23rd by-elections, and the voting will take place in 138 polling centres under 43 polling stations. A total of I beg your pardon, a total of 22 candidates, including Jit Narayan Shrestha of Nepali Congress, CPN UML's Ramprasad Neupane, and Rashtriya Swatantra Party Chair Ravi Lamichhane will be competing for the House of Representatives seat. The police have detained 7 people in Rukum East. They were arrested for the investigation of the incident after the dead bodies of 2 girls were found in Putha Uttar Ganga Rural Municipality 3, Ranma, on Thursday. The dead bodies of the sisters of the same house were found on April 6 near the village. Deputy Superintendent of Police Anjana Shrestha informed that the police have detained 7 suspects for questioning on suspicion of murdering 11-year-old Reena Budamagar and 9-year-old Kalimaya Budamagar. Police suspect the incident as a murder as the jewellery worn by both of them was stolen. Police said that the bodies of both the girls were brought to Rukum Court for examination. Police have not disclosed the name and address of the arrested person as the investigation is ongoing. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. China has carried out a second day of naval drills around Taiwan as tensions continue to mount after President Tsai Ing-wen's visit to the United States last week. The drills, which Beijing has called a stern warning to Taipei, have used naval and air forces to simulate an encirclement of the island. Taiwan has said dozens of Chinese jets flew sorties around the island today, while 9 ships were also spotted. The operation, dubbed Joint Sword by Beijing, will continue until tomorrow. Taiwanese officials have been enraged by the operation, and on Saturday, defense officials in Taipei accused Beijing of using Mrs. Tsai's visit, where she met with U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, as an excuse to conduct military exercises which has seriously undermined peace, stability and security in the region. Israeli military has said it has struck multiple military targets in Syria after rockets were fired into territory it controls overnight. Israel said artillery and drones were used to hit a Syrian army compound and rocket launchers after 6 rockets were fired towards the Golan Heights. Officials said 3 rockets had entered Israeli territory. Israeli defense officials claimed that the air defenses had responded to the attack and successfully intercepted some of the missiles. It added that no casualties had been reported, with only material damage caused by the strikes. Meanwhile, Syrian state media reported explosions near capital Damascus. Elsewhere, hundreds of Palestinians have barricaded themselves inside Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied East Jerusalem, raising fears for further clashes with Israeli police. Jordan, which manages the religious complex, has warned of catastrophic consequences if police storm the mosque. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of hilly regions of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashim province and at one or two parts of the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. At present, there is a partial influence of local winds as well as westerly winds in the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 12.4 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 29 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda hold talks with UML leader Lekhraj Bhatta. Health Ministry urges all to get vaccinated in wake of increasing COVID infections. And China continues second day of naval drills around Taiwan Strait. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.